Hey, would you like to learn more about the mysteries of Purgatory, Missouri? We're working on season 2, but we need your help to fund it. Please help by going to buymeacoffee.com/purgmo. That's P-U-R-G-M-O. Every little bit helps. Thanks so much.
Purgatory, Missouri contains potentially disturbing scenes. Discretion is advised.
Why do you look for heaven? Why do you look for hell?
Beyond the veil of the mundane, a realm where the lines between reality and imagination blur, where strange forces pass the boundaries of the natural, we invite you to journey with us through the dim corridors of the unseen. A macabre adventure into the unknown.
Turn off the lights. Close your eyes. Welcome to Purgatory, Missouri.
Why do you look for heaven? Why do you look for hell?
Previously on Purgatory, Missouri.
Dr. Gold, she's convulsing.
Things are gonna change around here. Everything is gonna change!
I can't stop shaking!
He's gone! A bumper car at that! Crap! Crap!
Crap!
Crap!
Not good!
We were the tarred, the feathered, and the pillory. Now we're the drunks invading at the distillery.
We need to talk.
38? Why are you running? What's going on?
I have to admit something and apologize. I spoke to a boogeyman. I guessed his problem. I gave him some suggestions and he woke up.
What?
Yeah. He looked at me and he actually spoke. Coherently. He looked up, started to say he forgave himself, but then a light sparked out of nowhere. Something screeched and he disappeared.
Oh.
That isn't the worst thing that could happen, right? I mean, people disappear from here all the time.
First off, 38, slow down.
Who's to know? I mean, who would tell? I mean, I promise I won't say anything to anybody if you'll just let this pass.
Fine. Nothing happened. You saw nothing. You remember nothing. We'll be fine. Clean slate.
You know, this could be a good thing.
There is no good about this. You don't get it yet.
Then explain it to me. Why keep these people wandering around like zombies?
Because that's my job. It's yours too, remember that?
People live in the rise and fall. People live through the rise and fall. Beat them down, break their bones. They've seen it all, 'cause they've lived through the rise and fall.
What's going on here?
Nothing, hon. 38 is just learning the ropes on how things work around the carnival.
Fine, fine. Go back to the Hall of Mirrors, 5. 38, if you have questions, then ask me.
Okay. Where do I begin with this place? First off, What is this place?
Many theories, no facts.
And what does that mean?
Do you remember anything about what you were doing before you got here? Names, people, events?
No. But I know I used to remember things.
Does that upset you?
I feel like it should. But oddly, no. No, I don't really feel any... I don't feel anything about my past. That's weird hearing myself say that. I mean, I can reason, I can speak, I can react, feel emotions, and yet I can't remember anything that ever happened to me before coming here.
We all went through that, 38. It's odd. I've been here longer than pretty much anyone. Over time, carnies that arrived after me saw me as some kind of leader, some representative.
Representative? To what?
I have no idea.
The word was here before time began. The spirit leads with a guiding hand. Stand in grace while the flames are fanned. The spirit leads with a guiding hand.
What I do know is whenever someone like you shows up, problems occur. The carnies get restless. The boogeymen swarm us more. There are more newcomers like Blanca, I think you call her.
Why the big chicken with a train? Why did the bet play chicken with a train?
Hey, boogeyman, here comes the train. What? Choo-choo. Oh. Hey, 26, what? Get his other side.
I got him. Oh. Right in the caboose. Kick him in the gut.
Here comes the steam engine.
Why the big chicken with a train?
Okay, that should hold him for a while. Let him up.
Fine. Godspeed with your quest, boogeyman. Go forth and sin no more. Yeah, Blanca. I need to speak with you about her.
We don't speak about her.
Can you tell me why?
As you know, 38, memories around here are fleeting things, but that one... Five says she keeps entering the Hall of Mirrors to remember things. She has strange shaking spells. People disappear. Everyone else. Newcomers that show up here, the boogeymen they turn into, all of them follow the same path. But her?
She's not like anyone else here. She's good.
I want you to avoid her at all costs.
I don't think I can do that. I don't want to do that.
You are ordered to stay away from her.
The just embraced and the sinner's band. The spirit moves with a strong back hand. He carries a whip and a burning brand. The spirit moves with a strong back hand.
Before her, the carnival felt stable, secure. Those strange rages when she shakes, it makes everything blink off and on again. It's like we're all gone for a moment.
She's not doing it deliberately.
But it has the carnies ill at ease. Until we find a way to remove her from the carnival, we need to make sure no one else has a power like that. The newcomers, the boogeymen, they're all unstable elements, and we need to maintain strict control over them.
So let me get this straight. You don't want to help those people. You want them to wander around terrified.
Yes. You mean you didn't understand that?
Align yourself with the one true plan. The spirit moves with a guiding hand. Praise rings out across the seas and land. The spirit moves with a steady hand.
Over here by the tent.
Crap. I didn't take you seriously about this perimeter stuff.
I told you those fascist bomber cars would throw you into the perimeter without thinking twice. Crawl under the tent, quick.
Jeez, sometimes I'm just not that bright.
There he is, near that high striker. Get him.
Let him go. He didn't do anything.
Tell that to the perimeter.
Then you probably won't be happy that I helped the boogeyman wake up.
Yes, I heard you tell Five.
Am I in trouble?
38, you're new. You're playing with forces you don't understand. Where we are right now, it's a sliver of something else, something that could disappear in an instant. This place is fragile. It's like an old cloth. There seem to be rips in it everywhere. Those perimeter holes, I find more of them every time I walk through the carnival. The solution is to not let anything change.
Another thing. The carny's down the midway.
You should stay with your own kind, with us. Look, up to now, I've been able to keep the carnies down the midway on a slow boil. I don't know how much longer that will last.
What are you saying?
You should know something, 38. There's an uprising about to start. I can feel it. There's this rift. It's like a fault line happening within the carnies down the midway. Some are loyal to us. They just want to do their jobs. But some of the down the midway carnies are getting very belligerent about demanding changes.
But what can be changed?
Nothing. There is nothing that can be changed around here, but some. They just want to cause trouble.
Blanca says we're in her dream.
Well, do you think this is a dream? Does it feel like one to you? Is this the afterlife? Honestly, I don't know. When a boogeyman disappears, no one knows where it goes. Carnies get anxious. What if it wakes up and we were just figments this whole time? Poof! We're gone. Not existent. Sounds crazy, but look at this place.
Yeah, it is a real fixer-upper.
That's why we have some of the carnies rough up random boogeymen to keep them panicky, confused, distracted. Take your pick. We don't know what else to do. We figure if they can't be at peace here, maybe that means they don't get to leave, and maybe whatever this place is, isn't threatened.
How many people have you seen disappear?
I've seen thousands, millions of people disappear. Sometimes they just vanish like fat. Sometimes they stumble into the perimeter.
But if you've seen so many people disappear, and this place is still here, up and running, why is everyone so scared about any particular boogeyman disappearing?
Because we don't know why they do. And we don't know how to do it ourselves. Look over there, near the tilt-a-whirl. You see the carnies working over that boogeyman?
So, Kissin' Booth, has this boogeyman been a good monster or a bad monster?
Bumper Car. He's been a very, very bad little monster.
Stay in line, 38. Or we could make that your assignment.
Oh, good lordy, no. One, I really don't feel good about all this.
Then you better learn how to stay in line. First, learn your belly. Second, stay away from Blanca. Remember this, rules are rules and they apply to you too. You have been accepted into a very elite circle of carnies, 38. Over time, you'll be grateful.
So there are hundreds of thousands of carnies, millions of boogeymen, newcomers showing up every day. How can you possibly keep on top of all of this?
Constant surveillance and instant enforcement of the rules.
So you're using those cameras? They're almost everywhere.
You mean the eyes on the tall poles? They were here before I arrived. I've been here a long, long time. I'll tell you a secret, 38. No one knows where they came from or what they're for.
I did not see that coming.
If you learn only one thing from me, learn this. Fear is a powerful peacemaker.
In the promised land, you hit fools with a strong backhand. Who's left behind are dust and sand. The spirit moves with a strong backhand. With a strong backhand, the spirit moves with a strong backhand. It's a fine line between slave and lamb. The
ride in near the coaster.
Oh, well, well, well. I spy with my little eye. Oh, hey there,
no,
boy.
No. Please, please don't do this.
Wouldn't Five say it's time we had a talk, Void?
I haven't done anything wrong.
You couldn't be happy just being an inner circle, Carney, huh? You had big plans on changing this place?
I don't have plans about anything,
what
I
changes
swear.
Do those morons down the midway have in mind, huh?
Please don't do this.
You seen this place? Nothing changes, you jackass. And we'll make sure of it.
I'll do anything you want.
Help me grab the Void.
Let me go.
Think you could do a better job around here than number one, boy?
Where are you dragging me?
You have a date with the perimeter, Void.
You guys know me.
I told number one he was way too easy on you.
I haven't done anything wrong. I showed you around when you first got
dust
here.
Dust to dust, buddy.
Please, please don't do this. You guys don't have to do this. I'll do anything you want. Please, spare me. You guys know me. I'm just like you. I'm one of you. I taught you what you know. Guys, you can't just do this to people! This could happen to you too! Please! Oh, let me go!
Lucky for you, I know a shortcut!
I'm one of you!
Hey, looky what I found! The garbage dump! Happy trails, boy!
Traitor, Void. We took it upon ourselves to throw him into the perimeter. He ain't coming back. Hope you don't mind.
very good. Thanks, 23. I knew I was being too lenient with that one. Examples need to be made. Keep up the good work monitoring the perimeter.
One, I overheard what you said about the Void. I thought you were different.
Bronca, where did you come from?
I thought maybe you were better than the other thugs at your stupid carnival. Turns out you're just like all the others.
Laka, calm down. You're shaking.
You don't know what you're talking about. You don't even know where you are.
And you do? Tell me, where?
Bronca, why are you shaking? What is happening? What are you doing?
38, back away, please.
Doctor, she's shaking again.
Time the seizure and let's give her 4 milligrams of lorazepam.
What am I seeing? Laka, what is this? What is this strange room? Who are these people?
I don't know. I can't control them.
Kayla, help me roll her on her side. She's surprisingly strong. We'll need another hand in here. I can't hold her down by myself.
Back up! Don't laugh at me!
My legs won't hold me. I can't stand up. Help me!
Stop this! Release me! Let me go!
My hands are cramping, sinking to her 38! Stay back, please!
Laka! You're fading! I can see through you! I can't lose you! Don't leave me!
38! I think that I'm waking up! I'll come back for you!
What the hell is that? Kayla, what is that on the wall?
That shadow? I don't know. It looks like someone's struggling. Where is it coming from?
Ah! She's squeezing my arm. Someone help me release her grip.
Bronca, let go of me! What is happening to me? What is this place?
This is the emergency broadcast system. An alert is in effect in your area and a notice to evacuate has been issued. Calmly evacuate to the closest safe zone. Further instructions will be broadcast once they are available.
Fuck that fucking phone!
She's calming down. Doctor, I think she's waking.
Okay, roll her on her back, but be gentle. Put an extra pillow under her head. And for God's sake, someone find out what that...
freakish shadow on the wall is.
What is that? Doctor, I can't move. Is this the fruit?
Belinda!
What? Where am I?
Belinda? It's Dad, Belinda. You've come back to us. Welcome home, Angel.
Roger? 38? Roger!
This has been season one of Purgatory Missouri.
And now scenes from season two of Purgatory Missouri.
Blanca! Where are you? Blanca!
Belinda looks for traces of Roger in the waking world.
Tropfenkorper. Tropfenkorper. There it is. Tragic death leads to discovery of... Oh my God!
You don't see me, but I love you just the same. You don't see me, but I'm in you just the same.
Five rallies the troops to prepare for the uprising at the carnival.
Alakazam, brethren!
Alakazam!
Thank you for attending this emergency meeting. With number one missing, I'm stepping in to lead us through this troubled time. As you know, those carnies down the midway are in the middle of a revolt that will likely consume us if we don't consume them first. About half of them are on our side. The side of right!
Yes.
Now, that 38 has joined the rebels, he's considered enemy number one. Let's shut this down and feed the perimeter!
War, 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 Alakazam, Alakazam!
War, 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 Alakazam!
There's something new at Mercy General Hospital.
Okay, are we on? You sure? Okay, great. Hello, fellow paranormal adventurers, and welcome to the first ever paranormal investigation of Mercy General. This hospital has become renowned for its mysterious shadow people, as well as faint whispers and EVPs of someone who calls himself Juan. Who is Juan? Tonight, we bring out the heavy artillery. We'll use an ovilus, laser grids, spirit boxes, and of course, we'll be joined later by New Orleans medium Chi-Chi Devereaux to conduct a seance to hopefully conjure this entity. Tonight promises to be the
this
night you'll...
is Juan. Can anyone hear me? Why can't I hear anyone or see anything clearly? Why is everything a blur? Hello? This is Juan! This is Juan!
Oh my, did you hear that?
I heard that.
Did you get that? Did you guys
heard
get that?
That? Did you?
Juan! Juan! Donde está Juan? Someone hand me that spirit box, quickly! Juan? Juan? Donde está Juan? Venga aquí! Juan! Juan!
The down the midway carnies steel themselves for an insurrection.
38! Address the crowd! The high strikers and Tunnel of Love are waiting for you!
I didn't ask for any of this!
Neither did we! But you have the touch! You know how to free boogeymen! You might be able to free the carnies too!
It was accidental!
Lead us to remove the elites and get us out of here! You can free us! Lead us into battle! Free us! Lead us! Free us! Lead us! Free us! Lead us!
Jesus feels wrong!
Lead us! Free us! Lead us! Free us! Lead us!
I suppose
Episode 7 of Purgatory, Missouri featured Dave Foley, Chrissy Guerrero, Alina Foley, Mindy Sterling, Richard Malmus, Tanaka's McClay, and Nathan Smythe, as well as the talents of Hodder Lowry, Gary Lamb, Julia Albert, Samuel Mituri, Gina Lane, Annette Homewood, and Maureen Davis. Purgatory, Missouri was written by Stuart Pearson and Hodder Lowry, with script supervision and editing by Maureen Davis. Our program was recorded at Studiopolis in Studio City and engineered by Brian Showalter. All mixing and post-production was by Stuart Pearson. It's brought to you by Stage for a New Age Productions, a SAG-AFTRA signatory. Purgatory, Missouri was produced by Maureen Davis and Allison Saraboff in cooperation with We Make Movies and Rock and Roll Radio Theater and directed by Richard Malmus. Featured music for Purgatory, Missouri is by Stuart Pearson and Hodder Lowry from the Dark Americana albums entitled American Gothic, Mojave, and Stories and Songs. Copyright ASCAP. All rights reserved. For more information, please visit www.stuartpearson.net. This has been your humble announcer, Ricardo Ricardo, the talk of the town. Good night.
He didn't want it another way. He didn't want it another way. There's nothing left that I could say. He didn't want it another way. I tried to protest. I tried to run, I tried to throw away the gun, but he just wanted some fun. I don't know, I just spoke to the devil about you. I spoke to the devil about you.
Pothole road to your recovery.